Hi, good day, my lovely, lovely people. Welcome to the Sasha's Talk Show. If this is your first time tuning into the program, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It is a fun and interactive space, a space where you can be motivated, a space where you can be enlightened. Chill with me as I walk you through today's title, Sometimes We Break Our Own Hearts Because What We Want Is Not God's Plan for Us. So let me repeat the title. Sometimes we break our own hearts because what we want is not God's plan for us. Now that's today's title. And I know many of us can relate to this title, so I'm going to take a short break, and when I return, I'll just get right into things, okay? Welcome, welcome back to the show. As I had mentioned earlier, today's title is Sometimes We Break Our Own Hearts Because What We Want Is Not God's Plan for Us. Now, it's never easy to let go of something that we want. It could be a relationship, a job that no longer serves us. It could be a family member, a friend, or in fact, a goal, you name it. But the harsh reality of life is that sometimes what we want is not always what's good for us. You know, we have to delve deep into ourselves and figure out whether something is serving us, if it has potential, you know, to help us grow. We have to analyze and figure out if it does align with our purpose. Sometimes what we want doesn't align with our purpose. And if it doesn't align with your purpose, then it's not what God wants for you. You know, speaking from experience, there are many situations where I believe that because I want this thing, it is what I need, or it's what God needs to be happening in my life. And the reality is that when it all boils down, it doesn't align well with my purpose. I'm a person that loves hard. Whatever comes in my path that I become attached to, it is just really hard for me to just let it go. I always try to see the best in a situation, in a person, or, you know, whatever it is, I always look for the best in that situation or that person. But the reality is that, again, it all boils down to alignment with purpose. And sometimes the things that I become attached to are the ones that break me the most. And we all know that God loves us, and He loves us and wants us to be happy. So He would not want us to be in a situation where we are miserable and not contented with ourselves. So therefore, once again, if it's not God's plan for your life, then it's time to let it go. Now today, I'm going to share with you some tips or some ways to tell whether or not what you're holding on to is, if it's a part of God's plan for your life. The first thing that you should, you know, analyze: does this brings me confusion? Because God is not a God of confusion. God wants us to have clarity in everything. So if you're in a position where you are confused about a given situation and you seek divine help, you pray about it, you know, you talk to God about it, and you're still yet confused, then it is time to let the situation go. God doesn't like confusion. So if you're confused, time to let it go. Number two, if it causes you more pain, if it causes you to question your worth or your capabilities, then it's time to let it go. Anything that causes you to question your value, your worth, it simply means it's not serving you, and it's not serving the purpose of empowering you. So never sit down in any situation. It could be a job. If you're in a job and you feel as though you're not actualizing your dreams, you're not being able to do the things that you want to do, then it's time for you to start search for a new job, or find ways to elevate yourself. It could be going back to school, it could be learning a new thing, it could be, you know, just finding something else to do to help to make yourself more marketable, to get something else to do, to get a better job, if that's the case. If it's a relationship, if that person caused you in any shape or form to feel less of yourself, to feel unworthy, to feel as though, you know, you're not worth being loved, then it's time to let the situation go. Anything that depletes you, anything that, you know, demotivates you, it's not serving the purpose. So let it go. God doesn't want us to be unhappy, and He wants us to do our best and live our best life. Thirdly, it might intertwine with number two, and that is, it's if it doesn't serve you. You know, sometimes we're in some relationships that doesn't add value to our lives. Sometimes, as again, we're in some jobs and it doesn't have room for growth. So if it doesn't serve you, if it doesn't benefit you, whether it be mentally, whether it be, you know, just motivating you, if it's not serving the purpose that it should serve, then it's time to let it go, right? Also, I'd like to share, you know, some advice to my listeners. Now, sometimes we are to learn patience. So be patient and allow God to intervene. Sometimes we want to act on our own accord and do things our way, but sometimes we just need to sit back and allow God to, you know, play a role in our lives. You know, seek Him, ask Him for answers, and trust me, He will provide these answers for you. So just be patient and wait on His timing. Another thing, what is for you will always be for you. Never chase, attract. It sounds simple, but yes, it is simple, but it's facts. Whatever is for you, it cannot be for someone else. Okay? God designate this thing for you, then there's no need to worry that it's gonna go away. It's, you know, someone else is gonna get it. No, it's yours. Whatever God assigned to you belongs to you. Okay, so never chase, attract. Do not ignore the signs that are being presented to you. God shows us signs. You know, He might allow things to happen to us for us to gather our thoughts, to gather ourselves, and to make appropriate decisions for our lives. So it could be that you're in a job and a situation arise and you were laid off for a period of time, or, you know, you might be in a job and something drastic happens and there comes a shift. God is showing you a sign that this thing is no longer for you. You need to start searching for a new job. If it's a relationship, sometimes God will allow the person to intentionally or purposely hurt you so that you can, you know, learn from it and make a change. So if a person isn't, you know, being there for you like how they normally should, take it as a sign to run. God gives us sign, right? Another thing, you never lose anything that was meant for you. And this goes with the saying that what is for you will always be for you. So you never lose anything that was meant for you. Anything that belongs to you or anything that God assigned to you is for you, and there's nothing that can take it away. There's nothing you can do to lose what God assigned for you. Okay, so never be dismayed when people walk out your life. It is for a reason. Some people are just there for a season. Sometimes God put people in our lives just to either help you in a given moment. It could be that you needed emotional stability, and at that point in time, God brought someone in your life just to help you to get back on your feet. So sometimes we just have to accept that, you know, some people are for a season. Okay? And in final thought, holding on to something that is not meant for you hurts more than letting it go. Okay? So it's, for example, holding on to a rope. And you're pulling on to the rope, and the more you pull on the thing that is on the other side of the rope, the more you pull on it, the more you get bruises in your hands, right? But if you decide that, hey, this thing is just pulling me, you know, dragging my energy, you know, it's not adding value to me, it's time to let it go. The moment you let that rope go is the moment you get that level of relief. Sometimes it doesn't happen right away, but trust me, over time, with time, everything works out just fine. It's best to let it go and heal from it rather than holding on to it and just causing yourself more hurt, more pain, more drama, more, you know, more of all the bad stuff. So that's my thought. Guys, if there's anything that you'd like to share based on what I've said so far, if you are in disagreement with anything that I said, you can also shoot me an email at sashastalk1@gmail.com. Or you can head over to my TikTok page at sashagay_hemmings and just shoot me a message, okay? So guys, in closing, always remember that what God wants for you is for you to be happy. What God wants for you to be contented with yourself. And He will never put you in a situation to feel less of yourself, to feel, you know, as though you're not valuable, because He knows that there's purpose on your life. So, don't go about breaking your hearts for something that is not worth holding on to, okay? So that's the end of the show, guys. I hope you love this segment. Always, you know, love yourself. Always value yourself and just put yourself first. Because at the end of the day, you're all you've got. Okay, guys, so see you next time. Have yourself a wonderful one. Bye, guys.